We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody picked us to be here. That's okay. Pretty sure nobody's picking us to win either. That's okay. But we understand that. We embrace that. Because at the end of the day, we truly don't care. We're just going to go out here and compete, play together like we always have, and see where we end up. But at the end of the day, we're going to do this our way, the Miami Heat way, and that way's worked for us all year long. I think, I just get to be me here. I get to call it how I see it. Nobody takes it personally. You don't have to worry about anybody trying to control me. As it was said, people was trying to do over there. But I have no hard feelings towards any of those players, anybody in that organization. I'm glad to be where I am. As you can tell, it's worked out. And that's where I leave it. I knew what we could do here. We added some key pieces in the middle of the year. We are where we are. So I don't really look back at it too much. I got to stay focused in on the right now and with the group that I have.
All right. Jimmy Butler wasn't taking any shots at the 76ers or anything. I just want to let you know, he's got no hard feelings, but he did get a shot in at him about how dysfunctional they are. And by the way, they've been out of basketball. How long has Philadelphia been home now?
Wow.
They've been on a nice 2-month vacation right. So far. Right. And yeah. And the other thing I was thinking about is, like, I hear Jimmy Butler talk, and Pat Riley must just be a proud father. He must stick a cigar in his mouth every time and start smoking it with a cocktail every time he hears Jimmy Butler talk. Just a proud father going, man, nobody is better for recruiting and culture than Jimmy Butler, man, because Jimmy Butler loves everything we're doing. I just, there's so many, before we get into game one tonight, we say good morning to everybody. It's just amazing that Jimmy Butler just is so perfect for this team, his style of play, his leadership. He knows he's the main dog on this team. He ain't splitting time with two egos, two former high number one picks, one at guard that couldn't shoot. One that's lazy underneath the basket, that's always complaining, and it's his team. They play the right way. He loves, like, this group of guys. They all look up to him. You know, he's never had this. I mean, he's been with prima donnas in Minnesota. He's been with guys that apparently didn't care for his act in Philadelphia. He had guys bitching. He and Dwayne weren't practicing like the rest of the guys. I mean, you just go through all this stuff, and then he comes here, and here they are in his first year in the NBA Finals. And he just, it's just unbelievable. There's so many different parts. We're going to really break down the game today. Game one tonight, 9 o'clock in the NBA Finals. Still really cool to say. And, of course, before that, we don't want to forget about the other story.
Get to that appetizer.
The Marlins and Cubs at 2 p.m. on ABC. Alcantara or Alcantara, however you want to say it, it's been said both ways, will be the starting pitcher for the Marlins tonight. And it's got to be, you know, really cool for those guys too after this long drought, and going to have a very legitimate chance to win this series. It's only 3 games. They've got all those great arms. Load them up and see what happens against the Cubs. So we just kind of start with all that stuff. Matchups, I did not realize until last night. I probably missed the – it's probably been around. So if you're going, duh, dummy, how did you not know this? Iguodala and Butler cover LeBron James better than anybody else. They defend him better than anybody, which I didn't realize from last year, and Jimmy Butler from the times that he's covered him one-on-one. Those guys have done the best job of keeping his numbers down in the NBA. So I was like, wow, that's, you know, we're looking, there are going to be a zillion numbers to come out on this, and, you know, and who's got the better team, and the Lakers coming out yesterday saying, hey, you better start giving them more credit. They've got Jimmy and Bam and Dragon and this young dude hero that's playing like a hero and all this other stuff. It's going to be fun. I just wish I would have put a bet in at the beginning of, I don't know what the odds were. And not beginning of the season, because I didn't believe it at that point.
Well, those, by the way, I saw that yesterday. I believe the Heat, before the season started, were 250-1 to win the NBA championship. And they were like 180 or whatever it was to one.
I don't know. Like, I thought I saw 75-1. I don't know what the numbers were yesterday. Right. I saw numbers all over the place. But I wish when they were going back to the bubble, I wish I would just place myself a little $100 bet, and I didn't. We would have still won a lot of money if they win four more games. We would have won a lot of money, and even if we didn't win it, it'd be $100 well spent just knowing that they got to the finals against LeBron and AD and everybody else. So we got all kinds of stuff going on here this morning, including the NFL, which never sleeps, especially now for the first time in week 4. COVID-19 has hit one of our NFL teams. We expected it. The league saying they expected it. And the team is the Tennessee Titans, the first victims. And because they played Minnesota, Minnesota's also got to shut down for a couple of days till they find out, keep getting tested. The league is claiming we will play this week, even if we have to play Monday Night Football. And you know why they're going to play that game? They're going to play that game because it might be the best game of the week with the Steelers and the Titans, both 3-0. That might be the sexiest game that we have this week. If it's not, then it's New England and Kansas City. But they're going to play it. But we knew this was coming. Things are great, by the way. For anybody who tries taking a shot at the NFL, screw you. You're a hater because the league has done a great job considering – these players are living at home, which scared the hell out of me. I still think it's going to be a problem. One girlfriend, one wife, going out, spending extra time with the children, out and about in the wrong setting could set us back. But so far, it's been really, really good to think we're going into week 4 and we have our first little problem here with the Tennessee Titans being the first victims. Not bad, right?
Listen, we made it a month, you know, like into the season just about. And, if it's moving a game to Monday night, just to make sure everything's okay with that, then the NFL still at this point is batting 100, you know, batting 1,000, whatever you want to say. Like, they're still doing okay, even with a couple tests or positive tests. If all they have to do is move a game a day, then they're the winner so far.
Well, and not only that, but I was just thinking of CBS going, are you kidding me? So we got the Steelers and Titans.
Right.
And you friggin' might move this to Monday night. Hell, Monday night might switch their game and going, all right, we're switching Monday night. You guys are the you're the other second Monday night game. We'll take the Steelers. Right. And, of course, the Tennessee Titans, led by Ryan Tannehill, continue to be just a great story. They just left off just the way they ended last year, playing really, really good football, winning tight ball games. I don't think they're the best team. I still believe after Monday Night Football, the best show, it's pretty clear cut still before you get too excited. And it's early in the year, and the injury bug can hit. Teams can lose their mojo real quickly. But right now, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs got a little something different to them.
It's a hot ticket, right?
Than everybody else, right? Because I didn't think they could do that to Baltimore. I thought Baltimore would get after them, especially the way – Chargers did the week before. Yep. Couldn't have been more wrong. They kicked their ass. The score is a little misleading. They really took a little trip to Baltimore and and really pounded them. Pounded them really, really well. Hey, so we got a big show. Got a lot of NBA stuff. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us coming up. HoopsCritic.com and SiriusXM NBA Radio. He'll get into all the stuff and all the news in the NBA. By the way, you got to love the NBA. There's a lot of old school people that this just drives nuts. We talk about the league that the players control things more than any other league, and it's not even close. We're finding out now Steve Ballmer consulted Kawhi Leonard and Paul George
right
before dumping Doc Rivers, which tells me let's not just end it there. He also asked them for some names of some coaches that they would like to have. I mean, let's get right to it. There is no question. If you ask him, hey, this Doc thing, I know you guys like him. Doc's one of the guys, and I know he's a great mentor and been great and all the stuff that he does, but, you know, we got to move on. We need a new voice, things kind of, and so I'd like to let him go as long as you two sign off. I don't want you too salty wanting to get traded or anything, but if you guys will just, you know, okay with it, because then I'd like to ask you, hey, give me a couple of names you really like and why. You might think, there's no question. The billionaire, one of the wealthiest guys in professional sports, just made sure his two best players were cool with the move. Man, that's just the new NBA. That is the NBA right there. When you've got good players, it's hard to get two superstars playing together, even though those guys should have been apologizing to Steve Ballmer going, hey, Mr. Ballmer, forget that. We apologize to you for what we just did. Especially the way we played in that last game. We were pathetic. We checked out on you. But instead, it's an ass-kissing league led by the players, man.
If you're a superstar in this league and you're on a team, you basically have your choice of coach and have your choice of everything as long as the owner as long as the owner comes to you, you know you're running that franchise to a point.
You got great players.
Right.
You're going to make sure. I think same thing happened in Brooklyn.
Right.
Same thing happened. The only teams that don't have any say. So if you're a bad team and you don't have superstars, but can you imagine the ass-kissing going on in Milwaukee right now?
Oh, man.
What do you think they're doing to the Greek freak? What? Every time he turns around, he goes home at night and tells his girlfriend, you know, my ass is sore from people kissing it so much. It's just unbelievable.
Can you imagine the questions asked by that owner? If he sat down with Greek Freak after they lost and said, what do you think your coach? What do you think your teammates? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Took down notes and said, if we take care of all this, you're going to stay? Because that's all we care about. We just want you to stay.
He doesn't seem like Giannis doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going, this guy's got to go. He doesn't seem like Kevin Durant and that group. They're going to say what they think. But Giannis doesn't seem like that kind of guy. Obviously he knows things and everybody knows things got to get better, but I just don't see him going, hey, our coach is really good in the regular season, but he sucks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Get rid of him. I don't know, but
can you imagine if that comes out, we find out Greek Freak's a huge diva.
But listen, this is LeBron's, you know, LeBron's got the most powerful vote in the NBA. I think we all agree with that and likes the guy has, and why not? They've had success. For everybody that thought that might not last, the guy got off to a great start. LeBron's seen his work.
I certainly didn't think it was going to work, especially with Jason Kidd sitting on that bench, too.
Me too, man. Me too.
Jason Kidd sitting there, too, right on that bench, waiting for Vogel to fail.
We got a lot of LeBron James sound that we're gonna have later on in the show for his comments, especially about the Miami Heat. I do love some of the stuff that he has come out with that is pretty funny. And I just a little bit teaser. Listen, LeBron can say whatever he wants. This is a special one for him to beat his former team. I'm just not buying. It's not about that. And yeah, that's a good motivation too. Whether I personally played BS on that one, but the one I really played BS, and I'm a LeBron James fan. I think a lot of things he's doing, playing at such a high level late in his career, still to be motivated to play the way he's playing is phenomenal. I mean it. But getting on the media, about their lack of respect for Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I stay away from that if I bump them and go to Pat Riley and do that. I probably just I probably leave that one alone. Listen, we're going to go to break, but we're going to have more. And if you haven't heard it, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to have that for you. But first, we're going to have Brian Geltzeiler join us from SiriusXM, NBA Radio, HoopsCritic.com. Got some great stuff on the NBA as well as this matchup, who he likes and why. Get into all of it, front-loaded, back-loaded matchups. We'll have all that stuff for you coming up in just a moment.
See a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. That's finscu.com. Want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets? You can log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, the Joe, WQAM, and streaming also on radio.com. Joe, you said earlier about going back in time a little bit and making a little bet on the Miami Heat, and I found a ticket that somebody bought on June 15th, right before, I guess, the bubble came about and everything, 200-1 odds on the Heat to win the NBA championship. Guy bet $200 on it. The ticket is worth $40,000. And yesterday, on a prop swap website where you could take one of your tickets and sell one of your future tickets, he sold the ticket for $9,000. Would you have done that, or would you have held on to that $200, 200-1 ticket? Because I know you were talking about it earlier. This guy made $9,000.
I would go for it, but everybody's in a different situation, right? I mean, that's easy money.
Guaranteed $9,000 right now,
I get it.
Or $40,000 if they beat the Lakers in the championship. But Ravel posted that yesterday.
You have to go bigger numbers, right, though, to make Joe nervous, is what I think basically what he's getting at right now.
Right, $200 to win $40,000. I think I would probably hold on to that ticket also, but having $9,000 waved in front of me for that, that would probably make me at least think twice about it.
Yeah, no, everybody's situation is different. I just go for it, you know. Yeah.
Joe doesn't get up for $9,000. Come on, Zach.
It's not that. I just think they got a chance to win this series.
You're four games away from possibly cashing in a $200 ticket for $40,000.
And I would be paying. I'm going to pay close attention to this thing anyway, but. You add some cash like that with a chance knowing
that my
little $200 bet's got a chance to be $40,000.
Right.
Now that gets my attention. That's like
200-1 odds.
Not even the wife and kids can wipe that out. That's pretty good. That's got some stability right there, man. I mean, let's get right to it.
$9,000 is 3 weeks of Uber Eats at your house. $40,000 is at least a month and a half, 2 months, right?
Hey, by the way, we got a lot of stuff, and we teased everybody before, and want to thank Brian for coming on. Always great with all his insight to the NBA, and we appreciate when he comes on. We had teased you about LeBron James and some of his comments, which obviously is kind of in the middle of this story. Besides, he's one of the greatest players of all time, still playing at an amazingly high level. You got to respect that. And now going to play against the team that he had 4 years with the big three, including two championships, and Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and everybody else. So here's what LeBron James had to say.
A lot of coaches have had talent over the NBA over the course of this league. That's not one. And it's unfortunate that he hasn't gotten his respect. And every time we talk about Spo when I was there and we talk about how great he prepared us, we all talked about his great plan for Spo and things of that nature. You guys always say, well, you know, you have LeBron, you have D-Wade, you have Bosh. Any coach can do it. No. Any coach can do it. If any coach could do it, then there'd be a lot more champions in this league. There'd be a lot more successful coaches. So Spo likes it. That's what fuels Spo, is the disrespect that you guys give him, the basketball world. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't know what Spo's all about, because he's damn good, if not great. Probably is great, because it's his preparation. He prepares like this is his last time ever coaching again every game, and I know that.
Wow. All right, so that was one of the many topics, but
right.
like LeBron, are you talking about the guy you bumped into and went into Pat Riley's office and said, will you please come back and coach us? Yeah. I mean, I get once he got comfortable with him and realized, okay, I'm cool with this guy, hasn't done anything, but I'm watching him grow, and I see D-Wade's got his back, so I mean, there's a lot to it. So I always loved that, like LeBron kind of left. Like, I'd have felt better if LeBron just said, listen, man, I wasn't sold on the guy to start with, but as I watched him coach, I realized how good he is. We all know now. His adjustments, I know Tony Fiorentino constantly tells me, Joe, and Tony's background as a coach in the NBA and a lifetime, always talks about the adjustments he makes from game to game and how great they are. But also, I still buy, and I do this in every sport, and the more I do talk radio and I get my ass gets older and older, the development of your young players, the head coach has got to get credit. Now, the players put in the work, the assistants will work with them, but at the end of the day, the head coach oversees everything. So the system, player development, he's got to get credit for. You know, that's one of the great things about the coach in San Antonio, Coach Pop. It's been his development of guys and guys that he's developed that have been had great careers, either as role players or, to be honest, somewhat frontline players, that's allowed San Antonio to have so much credit,
Winning. Right.
So much. Right. And, you know, so I just Spo doesn't have anything to prove anymore, man. This is icing on the cake, what he's doing. If they win, this will be his greatest job. Of course it will. There's no Shaq and D-Wade. There's no Big Three and the supporting cast. I mean, your backup center is Alonzo Mourning, who played some of his best basketball with Shaq. He just couldn't play the big minutes, but he was real. I mean, come on. Some of the greatest backup center play we've ever seen.
Right.
What Zoe was able to do. So I just look back and I go, listen, man, because of who these guys are, this will be, if you win this, and it's not even close. Like, it's not even up for debate. This is Spoelstra's greatest job. This is everything he's starting lineups, Titan, who he's given big minutes to, and the development of who are these guys, right? And whether they're looking at being an English teacher or a writer and end up being one of the best three-point shooters to to a guy that got lost in Golden State's minor league team in Santa Cruz, which great place for a little vacation, by the way. It's beautiful if you ever want to go down there. Had one a couple years ago. I got a buddy that loves to go to Santa Cruz.
What's there to do in Santa Cruz? Tell me.
They got the boardwalk.
Okay.
And so you've got this big, like, play place for your children and stuff to do. They're on rides and stuff, and it's right next to the ocean.
Huh. Very nice.
So it's beautiful, just those two guys, Joe,
yeah. Because you got to think about the draft picks. Everyone's got those draft picks. It's what you do with the draft picks, too. I don't, could Tyler Hero be the same player he was on another team? Maybe. Could Bam have been the same player on another team? Yeah, maybe. But look what they've done here. Look what they've done. Look how they've developed into players here under this system, under Spoelstra's watch, under the tutelage of Pat Riley standing on top, and all the, it's just, you're right. It's what happens here and what has happened here with the young guys. It's not a bunch of veteran guys that were brought together via free agency that all of a sudden have made this a championship team. It's the young fellas that actually did this, with some veterans obviously sprinkled in that are big-time players. You can't take anything away from Gorn and Jimmy Butler, the two leaders on this team, but it's the young guys that come in at unbelievable times during these playoffs, and it's the heroes of the world and Bam Adebayo's of the world that have taken this team where they are.
I mean, it was LeBron. It was great hearing stuff, and he's given, like, all kinds of respect. There's more about Pat Riley and what he's done. Right.
But what did you expect? Did you expect and him all to these take guys, shots at these guys?
No, but I want to get back to Spo for a sec. I mean, come on, man. Like, we all remember the famous bump.
Of course.
And it's now clearly documented that you went into the office and you were Spo must go. Right. Pat, come on back. I rhymed that up. But that's like, and that's when it kind of got out. And by the way, as the word is, if it's true, and I believe it is, D-Wade said, this guy can coach. Like, you got to man up, dude. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's good. Like, don't try to run his ass out and get Pat back. We did that once with Stan Van Gundy, fair or not. But we ain't, like, I ain't doing that again. I'm not going to run another guy out of here to do that. So, but it's going to be fun, man. You buy the LeBron, this wouldn't be special for LeBron to beat.
Beat
this Heat team.
This would 100% be one of the icing on the cake for this guy, because this is exactly what he needs. He went to Miami to become a winner, and he did. And Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra showed him how to be a winner, and they taught him culture. They taught him this. He took that to Cleveland. He built a team there. He won a championship there. Now he's on to L.A. This would be title number 4, and against Riley, Spoelstra, and his former team. This is, whether he wants to downplay it or not, this might be the most special championship for him outside of the one he won back in Cleveland, that first one.
Yeah, that one's by itself. Zach.
Right, right.
I mean, what he did with Cleveland.
Right.
Even it was banged up Golden State or whatever.
Doesn't matter. They still won a title, and no one cares about what happened, right?
You know, what the one of their key guys getting suspended, and that turned everything around. You got to give him some. That was amazing what he did. But I listen, it will be a lot of fun. Game 1 tonight, 9 o'clock. So you're going to have to
get your nap in, Joe.
Yeah, get that nap in today. Try to, but
do you try to get the early nap in so you can catch the Marlins at 2? Is that what you're going to try to do?
No, I'm usually up. By the time I play tennis to get home, I can get that little nap and back
and
up
then
at
be
2.
Up by 2? Okay.
Yeah, no, I got this thing down, Zach. This,
you're like my kid. You're on like a schedule.
I've become a lot more trying to get through all these days and still. And listen, I'm still staying. I'm still respecting the virus. I don't know. It's funny. We don't talk about the virus as much anymore, and I see things opening and stuff, and I've been invited to go to a few things, and I'm still like, I'm going to respect the virus. I'm still going to respect it just because, even though I'm active, you know, I'm taking some different pills for some different stuff, and I want to get into it, but I'm just going, you know what? I'm going to respect it for a while. I'm going to wait till those numbers go. You think you guys still doing that? Or
Yes.
Look, I'm not. And listen, if you're 20 years old or 30 years old and in great shape and no high blood pressure and your doctor hasn't told you you're 40 to 50 pounds overweight and you're not taking anything for your ticker, then God bless it, man. Go. But I'm just going by what I've seen, because every time somebody dies and they have that story, first thing I do is I look and see what they look like.
Of course.
I go, uh-oh, heavy. And you always wonder, don't you? Like, you know, people are just dying. They go, oh, you know, 5,000 more people died. And so I'm like, okay, were they overweight, diabetes, problems with their heart? You know, and so blood pressure, you keep hearing about blood pressure. So I'm like, all right. Look,
you're going down the checklist right now.
I'm taking some pills on some of those things. So you know what? Right. I'm going to stay home. You guys do whatever you want. I'm tired of telling people mask, no mask. You do whatever you want. Everybody's going to do what they want. You see it, right? We're seeing two clear-cut groups right now. All in or all out right now on that. Anyway. So I'm just me. I'm just a little bit older and spend a lot of time here at the house. Matter of fact, probably too much time. Because if this wife gets anything else done in this house, I'm like,
do it yourself, right? You guys aren't doing it yourself, though. You're having somebody do it for
you. I can't hammer a nail. Yeah.
Right. That's what I figured. Yeah.
We're hiring good people, man.
Right. I figured. Somebody's eating good tonight after going to your house.
We're getting them all in here, man. Right, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. We haven't even talked. We didn't talk about that 2-hour train wreck last night. I'm proud of everybody today.
That's exactly what it was.
We talked about it just during the break.
Right. It killed poor baseball last night. Once that came on.
Oh, no shot.
Baseball.
No shot.
Right.
You want to give your thoughts on it when we come back?
No, it's just it lived up to what I expected.
Right,
Come on, what'd you expect?
Exactly what I saw last night.
That's what you expected. I'm
glad we can laugh about it today, man, because last night it was not funny.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? Get all serious because
No thanks.
Yeah. I'd rather.
I was
talk
a little
about...
bit serious and sad when I watched it last night.
You were serious.
There
and
were some.
Sad?
There were some laughing moments, I suppose, but it was. It was a little bit disappointing last night. A little depressing.
Yeah, don't be disappointed. If you're disappointed, you should have expected not be disappointed. By the way, we're not talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers, where you go down there and you see great products and it makes you feel real good. The 2020 South Florida Chevy style is the best it's ever been from top to bottom. Man, they're breaking down the new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021, blowing people away with the looks and everything that they just continue to do, man. Hey, I always say this. People go, why should I go to South Florida Chevy dealers? I'm looking for a new car, truck, or SUV. And I go, well, let's talk about things important to you. You want a great look. You want a great price. You want plenty of space. People want more space, and they don't want, a lot of people don't want something super huge. They want something smaller, but and they, you know, you want more space, but you still want to keep that style, and you want to be able to afford it, right? And you want to make it where it's fun and safe to drive. Well, that's what your South Florida Chevy dealers are all about, whether you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV. From a big Tahoe, Suburban, or all the different Silverado trucks, for whatever your lifestyle is, we got the perfect truck that fits your daily needs. And then that 2020 Traverse, man. It's our midsize SUV. It's on fire because it has so much space. I want you to bring the growing family with you, put them in the back seat, see the room you have, and then go, wow. And it doesn't compromise any of the style. It's still a great look. And then the 2020 Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, same deal. Still going to give you maximum space, but just the safety features, the new technology, really is fun to drive. And finally, that 2020 Chevy Blazer, wow. Take a look. You'll go, oh, that's the one Joe Rose is talking about at your South Florida Chevy dealers. 2020 Chevy Blazer is smoking hot. Hey, find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. The Chevy Open Road Sale event. You can get unbelievable deals with the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.